welcome to For the Love of Weather. This is the podcast where we explore the Earth's atmosphere and how we are all connected through the weather and climate. I'm Gemma.
Hello, and I'm Ashley. We're both meteorologists, weather presenters, and we just love chatting about the weather and climate. We hope you enjoy this episode and leave this little podcast, Loving the Weather, just that little bit more and learn something new about the weather and climate and how it can impact our daily lives. Gemma, this is an unscheduled podcast.
I know.
Is this an unscheduled podcast? So for those of you that may have listened to our podcast in the past, we try to schedule them every 2 weeks, but we're having some very hot weather here in the UK. And it's really tricky conversation to have because it is lovely weather, but it's also made more likely by climate change. And it's quite possible as well it's going to be a record-breaking month here in the UK. So we still have a couple of days of June left to go at the time of recording, but it's certainly throwing up some interesting stats. And recalling the summer of 1976, so whether you were born or not, you may have heard of the summer of the heat wave of 1976, very much like the Beast from the East in 2009, or the Great Snow of 1945. So the summer of 1976 was definitely very unusual here. And in some people's minds. So we thought we'd just come on and talk a little bit about heat waves and what are the definitions. So Gemma, you love a factoid. Do you want to go for it?
I do love a factoid. So in the UK, we do have a definition for a heat wave. It's from the Met Office. They class it as 3 consecutive days where the temperatures reach a certain threshold. And that threshold will depend on where you are around the UK. So for northern parts of the UK, parts of Wales, the southwest, it's 25 degrees. And then the further east you go, the temperatures increase. So for parts of East Anglia, London, and the southeast, the temperature is 28 degrees. So we need to reach that temperature for 3 consecutive days for it to be classed as a heat wave. And at the moment, we are in a heat wave in some parts of the UK. We have already reached those thresholds.
Although they are those thresholds, I think in general, if you're experiencing this weather, you would consider it incredibly hot. Although I am reliably informed by some people that I work with that they sleep quite well in the heat. So
do they really?
I definitely think they're the exception, just because we're not quite set up here for this type of heat in the UK, and our houses are all originally about insulation and keeping them warm. And obviously we're experiencing some quite hot weather at the moment. So a couple of interesting things about this hot spell of weather. This is another weekend where we have a heat wave. So June actually started off quite cool here in the UK, but it has definitely made up for it to the point where maximum temperatures have been above average. But I think more notably, and probably one thing that we notice more with climate change, is that nights are not cooling down quite as much as well. So overall, they're averaging out much higher than they would. There's also a heat wave in Spain, actually across much of Europe at the moment. And there's also a marine heat wave as well. I saw some imagery from Copernicus the other day about the marine heat wave in the Mediterranean, really quite astonishing, 5 degrees above average. And for those of you that don't know, sea surface temperatures, I always like think of them like a bath. So they heat up slowly and they cool down slowly. It's about 3 months sea surface temperature lag, where the land, you know, is quite rapid to respond to the heat. It's like an old radiator, doesn't retain the heat very well, heats up really quickly and then cools down really quickly. So if you've got 5 degrees above average in a marine heat wave, you're already looking at into November, December to really try and shed that heat, or have some very significant cold spell that somehow will, you know, interact with the atmosphere. But they're really quite big numbers. But back in the UK, it's hot, Gemma. You're hot where you are. I'm not worrying.
I mean, yeah, it's hot.
This is not a good...
I'm in an office today where there is air conditioning, and I am prolonging having to leave so that I can make the most of the air conditioning, because I know it's going to be very hot when I leave.
Well, and actually I chose to sit outside today more so as a little reminder to me of just how hot this actually feels. I think you can forget the intensity of the heat, and I thought I might just record outside today, and just as my own little memory, and also to remind me that I just was not born for the heat. I think I have Viking heritage.
Yeah, I am not designed for the heat. Although I did sleep quite well last night. I didn't sleep too badly, but yeah, I'm not designed for the heat either.
Well, you are a special gem, we all know.
It's way too hot for me.
I know. So myself and Gemma are a really big fan of the Climate Shift Index tool. Do you want to talk about that? Because I love this. It's accessible to everybody and it paints a brilliant picture. So Gemma, do you want to tell us about the Climate Shift Index tool?
Yeah, so the Climate Shift Index... Yeah, so the Climate Shift Index Tool is a product that's been produced by Climate Central. They are an organisation based in the US. And the tool is really great. So the tool can show us how the temperatures on a specific day have been influenced by climate change. And it produces this really good map, and it shows you. So you can look at the average temperature for a specific day or for a period of days, or you can look at the maximum and minimum temperatures. And so yesterday I looked at the temperatures that are forecast over the next few days, and there was a very clear signal on the maps that showed that the temperatures had been made a lot more likely by climate change, particularly across central and eastern areas where we are forecasting temperatures into the mid-30s by the time we get to Monday. So yeah, that is a really good tool. So if you're looking to look at how the temperatures day by day are being influenced by climate change, you should definitely go and check out Climate Central's website and look at their Climate Shift Index tool there.
Yeah, we'll pop it in the show notes as well. Yeah. So you can find them. And you know these guys pretty well. They're incredible scientists, and they look at a whole range of data. They deal with all of the national Met services. And this tool has been brilliant. And interestingly, at the beginning of June, I was looking at that Climate Shift Index tool. And for here in the UK, it was a very blue colour. And I had to really wrap my head around that. And actually, what it was telling me was that climate change has made that cool start to June 2 to 3 times less likely. So it's really clever. It's really clever. And sometimes you have to get your head around it, because climate change isn't just about, you know, all of these hot spells of weather. There is still cool weather around as well. And there is still cold weather around, and there always hopefully will be. But it's just becoming less likely to have those more familiar types of patterns and cooler weather.
Yeah, we'll still see that variability. That variability will still be there. But as you say, sort of, I saw an analogy the other day where we've just loaded the dice, and now we're more likely to, when we roll the dice, to get those higher temperatures. So we're more likely to get more frequent, more likely, more intense heat waves. And we're less likely to get those really cold spells that we used to have. And we spoke to Dr. Simon Lee on the podcast a little while ago, and he said about how the air up in the north is just less cold. So when you do get northerlies, the air's just not as cold as it used to be. And I never really thought of it that way until he'd explained it. And I thought, that's so true.
Yeah. And I think he was the first person that I just heard him say, do you know, it's just really hard to find cold air these days. I know what he means, although it doesn't feel like that on a day-to-day basis if you're in a northerly breeze in the east of England. But in general, I would definitely say, if you're looking at the climate side of things, yeah, it is definitely becoming less cold. The overnight temperature as well, less frost as well. We have very few frosts this year as well, much below average too. Yeah.
And the other thing as well is, I suppose for many people, I've noticed that when we do have average temperatures, they say how cool or how cold it feels, and I'm like, this is average. And I suppose it shows how our perception of what normal for the time of year has changed. So that's a really interesting thing that I've been thinking about recently.
So at the time of recording, I think the maximum temperature today so far, my last little goozy, the temperatures was about 29 degrees Celsius as our maximum just at the moment. So an interesting thing about this particular heat wave is that there is it's actually not very usual to achieve 34 degrees here in the UK. And that's something that always triggers our little alarm bells when we see those types of numbers in June. And we are coming towards the end of June, but we've only actually achieved 34 degrees 6 times here in the UK. And it looks like the end of this heat wave, we could, you know, produce at 34 degrees. And I don't think we're going to break the 35.6 degrees. That's the warmest June day on record here. However, when I find myself talking about these things, I always say to people as well, they are numbers and they are breaking records, but the fact that we're even talking about them is just pointing out how hot it is. So whether we break the record or not, it is 100% anonymously warm, and there's a beautiful breeze, and I'm so glad there is, because it's a warm breeze. I think we would be all boiling. Well, I would be. In the case,
yeah, the breeze
it.
Makes
hot weather is not my thing.
The breeze makes a massive, massive difference. So I was on the South Coast last weekend, and we were hiking. It was very warm, but we had that breeze off the sea, and it made a difference. And it actually made the heat bearable. I mean, it was still hot, but it made you were just able to deal in that situation having that breeze on. So the breeze does make a massive difference.
Although, don't get caught out because the UV index, the sunshine is at its strongest, whether the breeze is blowing or not. It's easily, although I'm actually pretty good about that because I'm quite fair skinned. So from fairly early on, I let myself get a little bit of sunshine because I think we all need the vitamin D. But if I know I'm going to be out for the day, I have a big wide brimmed hat now as well, a rash vest and everything that I wear to protect my skin. It's sometimes easier actually just to cover up than to put on the sunscreen. So, Gemma, I know you are my absolute climate guru on everything. I know you're all over the latest science all the time. I'm always asking you questions about it. Do you want to just give us some of just the latest updates on how hot it is, how likely we are to see this heat again?
Yeah, I mean, Ash, that was you bigged me up there. So hopefully I can fulfill those big boots that you've just set out. But yeah, so there's been some new studies that have been released recently. So the Met Office released something quite recently that looked at how UK heat waves are becoming longer and hotter. We've already mentioned that as well due to climate change. But they looked particularly at the chances of us exceeding 40 degrees. And we did that back in July 2022. And their report said that the chances of exceeding 40 degrees has been rapidly increasing. And it's now over 20 times more likely than it was in the 1960s. And that's because our climate is warming. And also they've said that they now estimate that there's a 50-50 chance of seeing a 40 degree day again in the next 12 years. And the study, and this was the worrying thing that I thought as well in particular, was that the study also found that temperatures several degrees higher than what we saw in July 2022 are possible in today's climate. So, I mean, even the fact that we reached 40 degrees for the first time on record in the UK is astonishing to me, as and I know to you as well as a meteorologist. But the fact that the report says that we could see temperatures even getting higher than that's a really worrying trend of how climate change is making these heat waves more intense, and I say more likely as well.
Yeah, they are. They're fast and frequent. So we know the climate has changed, but there's still always hope. And we're all doing stuff. Everyone's doing things around the world. I'm always following some very happy news channels about
Yes.
good, positive things that are coming out of climate change. And it is a funny thing because, you know, some people do love this weather and it's nice to be able to enjoy it. But I think when you're a meteorologist, you kind of have always something in the back of your head that it's not always so likely. Gemma, can I
But the
leave you
thing
with
there as well, but the thing there as well is we have to remember that we know what we need to do. We just need to put it into place. So we know what we need to do. There's things that we can do. If we just put those things into place, then we can help reduce our emissions and prevent the climate from warming too much further. Every fraction of a degree makes a difference.
It does. And also, it's just reminded me, water butts, people.
Yeah, I've got one
Collect
in
your
my garden. It's
water
great.
your
It's so
garden.
good.
Yes. And I have a wonderful gardening friend. Her name is Diane. And she has taught me loads about gardening and how to keep things alive, and I'm much better at doing that now. But water butts, always keep your water butts, but let your plants get used to it being dry. So maybe once a week, use your water butts to give them a good soak. I'm going to leave you, Gemma, with this fantastic word. So you know our lovely meteorologist friend Zoe Johnson, who has written the Weather Almanac. Well, she told me the other day about this fantastic word called swallocking. So it's an old
Ooh.
East, yes, swallowing. It's an old East Anglian word, and it means sweltering, sultry, hot, something that makes you sweat. And I can honestly say I am swallowing. But I think we should bring back the word. What do you think?
That's a great word. I mean, we love a
It
weather word on the podcast.
is.
That's a, I'd never heard of that before. That's a great word. Okay, we need to try and get that into conversation more.
Shout out to Zoe for the swallowing. It's brilliant. All right, I think Gemma, we'll wrap it up there. Just a quick little podcast to check in on the heat, and we're right in the middle of a heat wave and record breaking. I know it's record breaking for the East of Anglia at the moment as well. They are having their hottest June on record. We just don't know by how much yet, but we will by the end of June.
Yeah,
And yeah, that's.
and if people have enjoyed this ad hoc podcast episode that we've done, just tapping in and checking in with the weather, let us know, because we're, as much as our schedules allow us to do, we would love to do more of these. Jump in and just do the odd like 15, 20 minute podcast where we just check in with the weather. So yeah, if you've enjoyed this, let us know. And also, if you have liked this podcast, please subscribe, rate and review, share the podcast with your friends. If you would like to follow us on social media, just search for the Love of Weather. And as always, we just hope that you leave this episode loving the weather just that little bit more.
Thanks so much for listening.